Let's go. Let's go, Cher. She's sitting in our computer right now. I don't know what she's doing. Gum. What are you looking at?
I have gum.
She has gum. That's nice. What does that even mean?
Just warning
you. You're allowed to have gum. Just don't sound like a pig. Let's go. Come on.
Chop, chop.
Come on, honey. Tape is rolling, or whatever this is called. Digital is rolling. We got the digits. Here we go. Yeah. I like it. Here we go, kids. Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Ooh, I like the way you went with that pacing. Man, we're like professionals now.
Yeah, we should be paid for this.
Okay, get rid of the gun. Cheerio. Just throw it right in. She's going to get as much taste. Look, she's just chopping away as fast as she can. Is that new gum? I'm just saying.
It's ABC gum.
How long has it been in your mouth?
Like 2 minutes.
Did I ever tell you what I did to Kathy Ireland? The old supermodel Kathy Ireland?
I know who she is, but I don't.
She was in on my radio show at K-Tide in Santa Barbara, and she was chewing gum.
Yeah. I do remember.
I said, would you just take that gum out of your mouth? That's disgusting. So I gave her a piece of paper. She put it on there. I took it off and I put it in my mouth.
That's awesome. And it's awesome and disgusting all at the same
Come
time.
Come on. The look on her face.
Oh, God. She's probably more mortified.
I think she fell in love with me right then.
Probably.
Who wouldn't? Really? That's pretty funny stuff.
That's very funny.
That's pretty ballsy move.
Very.
All right. Anyway, on today's show, by the way, this is show number 70, Sherry.
70.
On today's show, something happened where it could have gone really, really bad.
It could have.
Now, we don't want to give the whole thing away yet until we get the Gang of Two official show attorney on.
Right.
And he is our official attorney.
That's right.
We got some good attorney friends.
Yeah.
No matter what we need, we got everything pretty much angled.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But John Phillips, who is a very famous attorney, he's on CNN, he's on Fox. He's licensed in many, many states. I believe he's Omarosa's attorney. He is.
Is she still a person?
Exactly. Exactly. And so we're going to have him on because something weird happened when Sherry and I were, let's just say something weird happened with me and Sherry.
There you go.
That could have gone really wrong.
Right.
And I want to know how much trouble I would have gone in because in this area where we live, we get faced with this situation a lot.
A lot.
Shall I pursue it?
Right.
Or shall I not?
Yes. I know what we'll be told. But
well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We also have Dear Dumbs today. We're getting some great Dear Dumbs emails from you guys. And in fact, we're going to have some, I think, some news on the Dear Dumbs franchise. It's been franchised. Our advice from Dear Dumbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to have news on that very soon. Also on today's show, let me take a look here. Okay, Patreon. Let's talk about that real quick. I've been whining because we haven't been getting any new Patreon members.
But
we got a couple new ones.
Nice.
This week we have Eric Nordoff. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. We really appreciate
your patronage. And Mark, oh boy, Mark Miller. Thank you very much.
Was Miller hard to
I can't read my pronounce? I can't read my writing there. Mark Miller. I think it's Miller. Hold on. I want to get this right. Let me bring up the thing.
Miller.
Patreon.
Miller.
Mark Eric Nordoff and Mark Miller. Yes, I got it right. Not Millet. We got all French on me here. Anyway, thank you to you guys for your patronage. If you go to patreon.com and you put in Gang of Two, you can help us out. Now, you're going, what do you need help for? Well, a lot.
Well,
actually,
yeah, Terry's going to need an operation. No.
God, I hope not. Knock on some fucking wood.
No, I did.
Okay. If that happens, it's your fault. It was going to be
like plastic surgery.
What does that even mean? Okay. Pick something out on me right now.
No, you don't need it. No, you have to do it now.
Pick out something about me that needs plastic. And be honest. That needs plastic surgery.
I don't
want to
do this. Why are we doing this?
Because you opened up the can of worms. Okay. Come on.
You might, if I were you.
Oh, God.
Then you're going to have to do it to me.
Go ahead.
If I have to do it to you,
okay,
you have to do it to me.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know, maybe you might want to have some injectables in your face.
What does that even mean?
It makes you more youthful.
Okay, where does it go? Injectables in your face. That's not, if I went to a plastic surgeon today and said, I would like some injectables in my face, what is that going to do?
It's going to make you look younger. It'll get rid of some of your sagging.
Okay, all right. I think what I would do to you.
This is horrible.
It's great.
This is horrible.
This is great. Is get rid of that shitty attitude.
Ain't nothing you can do about that, hon.
See, listen, now this is very hard for me because, yes, I know that I am. Out of the couple, out of you and I, and this happens a lot, and it makes me very sad sometimes, is that people can't believe how old you are compared to the way you look. They can't believe it. And just you admit it. People say that about you. You do not look anywhere close to your age. You look at least 10, 15 years younger, which
I'm
is 65, great.
65, by the way.
Which, 55?
65.
You're not 65. You're 55, right? 55?
Yeah, 55.
And you,
I'm gonna start
you seriously look maybe 40. You know, you could pass for 40 easy. Out of the two of us, I look my age.
I don't think you do.
Maybe a little younger.
I don't think you look your age.
But I do. And I don't even know what I was getting at. I forget what I was getting
good.
At.
This is a horrible conversation, so let's just move on.
Okay, we'll move on from here. Thanks to our Patreon members, what I was about to say was that, you know, we have some goals. And we set out goals when we wanted to do this show. A certain amount of followers, a certain amount of downloads. Because we don't want to waste your time, people listening, and we don't want to waste our time either. We have plenty of other things we could do. I know that almost every day we record this, Sherry, you would rather not. But she has fun. We have fun doing it, but you'd rather not do it. Hmm. Now, the feedback has been so good, and people have been so nice, and that's one of the reasons why I want to keep doing it. I feel like we have a really neat group of people that are listening. There's a lot of couples. There's a lot of people that want to be couples.
Yeah.
A lot of couples listen to this show together. I know that Panini Pete said that he and his wife listen to this show all the time.
Nice.
By the way, I watched Panini Pete on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It was an old one last night. He looks so young.
Oh.
So did Guy Fieri.
You know, time flies, doesn't it?
It really does.
10 years is like that.
Crazy. What was I saying?
You saw Panini. We're talking about.
I've already lost.
You saw Panini Pete on the. Why you were talking about him?
I know, because he needs some plastic surgery.
Oh
no, he doesn't. Panini Pete. What was I talking? Oh yes, he's one of our Patreon members,
right?
And one of our goals was to just see how this show goes. And we've made, and he and his wife listen to the show a lot together.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of couples listen to this show together, and a lot of people that want to be in relationships listen to this show. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a really neat feeling this gives me, the show gives
me. Oh, good.
Now, to take it to the next level, one of the goals that we had was
you're going to have to get a new wife.
No, not
to
yet.
To take it to the next level.
Well, that'd be good. No, anyway, I love this wife I have.
You do?
I do. Oh. Absolutely. Love the shit out of you.
Oh,
very lucky. I think that you have to go and you need to stream.
Yeah.
And I think that we would like to stream this show at least every Monday, so we don't have to do this. We're recording this on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's a drag doing it on Sundays.
It kind of does suck, you know, a little bit. But Sundays are kind of chill for us anyway. We're usually doing things to get ready for the next week.
Yeah, and these days you're not going out and doing much of anything. So
that's true. So this has been an easier time.
Yeah.
But I think Mondays would be the show. And then if that starts to go good, I want to start streaming live a couple days a week, and then if it starts going well, gradually do it. And one of the goals we had was we needed this podcast machine. It is called the Rodecaster Pro, if anybody wants to look it up.
The Rodecaster McPro.
Rodecaster Pro, which you guys paid for. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I would never have been able to go to my wife and say, I need to spend $700 on a machine so we could do a dumb podcast. You would not do that. Now, this is going to give me the ability, or us the ability, to even take the show on the road and do all kinds of fun things. We are not going to have many excuses anymore to suck.
I'll think of some.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, so thanks to you Patreon people. Your patronage really helps, and I love the Patreon format. I had a little problem with them about this T-shirt thing they have going on. I need to talk to them about that.
All right.
But I am going to be putting some new tiers on there. I thought of a new tier the other day, which I'm not going to tell you about
levels.
Yet.
Levels.
They're called tiers.
I know, but I get so confused when you say tiers. I always think of crying.
Why do you always think of crying?
Tears.
Okay, that's good. Well, what is today? Well, last week we did not do a show because we were celebrating the 4th of July. We went and social distanced our ass off.
Yes, we did.
We hardly saw anybody except two good friends of ours.
Great friends.
Who we know they have been social distancing and they don't have anything going on.
Yeah.
And even then, we social distanced from them. We stayed about 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
At all times, yeah. We did the best we could, yeah. And it was great.
It was awesome.
It was a real good time. We went to Oregon, the Oregon coast, the Autry House.
Autry
you
House.
Guys need to check that out.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
It's a magical spot, really.
Really.
I think there might be some sort of vortex there.
I think so.
Yeah.
We talked about that when we were there.
And
I truly do.
No, I know.
It's really strange. I get a lot of ideas there. I get real creative. I get extremely relaxed.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen to me very often.
Yeah.
How many times have we gone on vacation places and I'm never relaxed?
Never.
Except when we go there.
Yeah.
I get really relaxed there.
It's the relax house.
It really is.
It's the Autry relax house.
We have a brand new T-shirt. A lot of people don't realize that Sherry and I, we like to dabble in the T-shirt business. Now, it's not necessarily Gang of Two T-shirts, which are available. But every once in a while, we come up with some very fun things. Like we did the children's shirt that says, Trophy?
Fuck Trophy, yeah.
We did that. And now we have a new one that is selling like hotcakes.
And it says on it, selling like hotcakes.
No, it doesn't say that. It says IDK, IDC, ID.
HJKLMNO.
Anyway, it's like, I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. But it's in the initials.
IDG?
IDGAF. AF. So those shirts are selling like hotcakes if you want to go look at one. A lot of people are loving it. Should have put our logo on the back, but you don't need our logo on the back. It is. It's just a fun one to wear around.
It is fun.
And it's super cool. All right, let's see here. Another couple of updates before we get to John Phillips and the weird stuff that is happening in our life. Our heads moved.
Yeah.
Not our physical heads, the heads across the street.
Our heads move a lot.
The head family, they moved. They moved out. You saw a new couple looking at their apartment, though.
I did. I tried to chase them off. I was peeking through the solar shades, and they saw me peeking. So hopefully they panicked. And I know eventually somebody's going to move in there, but it's nice having it vacant, I'll be honest. Without the heads?
Yeah. Why do you like it? Have it vacant?
I mean, it's nice. There's not as many, not to having so many people.
Yeah, the apartment building across from our street has so many weird things in it. There's some weird people that live there.
People
that have these pink lights on in their house all night long. I mean, like T-Mobile pink.
Yeah.
You know, that lights up their whole house. I don't know what that does.
How can you live like that with that color?
I have no idea what that is.
That other really, really bright one up there, I think they have a grow operation because it's on 24/7.
Why does anybody need a grow operation in Seattle? You could walk downstairs. You literally could walk downstairs and buy weed at any time you want.
You looked at that. You give me a better, explanation of that light.
I'm going to do a little research. Okay. What I will do is I will video this. And I will place this on, I was going to say the Terry James, the Gang of Two Facebook page, which we have one. Go by there and like it. But I think I'm going to put it just on our Patreon page so our Patreon people can weigh in on
all right.
And see.
Oh, good.
Just for the Patreon people.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll video that and you guys can tell us what it is.
We'll do it tonight when it gets dark. You can see the light.
All right, we'll do that. Our birds. We had birds. We had baby birds. What are they called?
Juncos.
Why, that's mean. That's awfully mean of you to call them junk.
I didn't name them.
Okay, they're
somebody else.
They're dark-eyed juncos.
Somebody made up that name somewhere.
So these two birds came up. For those of you that have not listened to previous shows, this is your first one. These two birds came up. Little teeny cute little birds on our patio. We live in the high-rise, the top floor of a high-rise downtown.
Well, I mean, it's mid-rise now, isn't it? 12 stories is not all that high
but
now.
But this is a high-rise building. It would be considered a high-rise building.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus, you got to argue with everything, don't you?
You know, everything, I don't know. Some things.
Anyway, we lived there, and these two birds came up, and one of them had, like, feathers and twigs in its mouth, and it jumped inside your bush, and you went, whoa, hello. I didn't mean to say it that way.
And then I went, hello.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I haven't seen them in a while.
And there's a lot of room. Yeah. So it's very roomy.
Oh, God. You can put a whole flock in
there. Hot dog down a hallway.
No. They had babies. They had two little babies. And they flew around. They got out. And they're not even here.
They didn't even.
She cleaned up her whole mess, though.
She did.
In her nest.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one egg. I think one egg didn't hatch because we saw there were four, but they only had three.
Yeah, they had.
And so one egg didn't hatch.
Right.
And it's no longer in there.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing ever.
She cleaned it up. I guess it's amazing. Really.
She had a deposit or something she had to get back, and she cleaned out her. Something weird happened there. She's awesome. I love that little bird.
Aww.
Anyway, there you go. And so they're out. They're out of here. Now it's just us and our hummingbirds. And we have a new one.
Yeah.
Named Fuzzy.
It seems to me that the hummingbirds are back and forth now that the Junkos are gone. I feel like when the Cleavers were here, they kind of chased off the...
Hummingbirds still came in, but they weren't hanging out as much. That's for sure.
I know.
Now, these, they're back.
They're back.
And one of them, we got a brand new one that's all fuzzy, so Sherry named him.
Fuzzy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very creative.
He's molting, we think, right?
All right, so something weird happened. Let's get John Phillips on the line. Let's do this. John, first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to come on with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
All right, so John, by the way, we already, just so you know, you didn't get to hear us talk all the great things about you. It's already been on recorded, so.
That way you can't get an ego.
So we're not just putting you on and then using you and then dumping you like a high school, you know, date or anything, you know. We paid you quite the homage before we called you. So
that's okay. We go back, you know, a good 8 years of going through the, you know, through the battles. I'm comfortable. I'm not insecure when it comes to my lovely Lex and Terry's and Sherry's.
Okay. All right. So here we go. This happened to us the other day. We're at
a local, like, drugstore chain.
Yeah. A local drugstore chain that had a couple of entrances. There's one on the side and then there's one that goes out to this very, very big, very, one of the more busy streets in Seattle.
Yeah.
And this guy comes walking in. Really fast without a mask on.
No mask on. Because everyone,
everyone wears a mask here. And Sherry goes, that guy's not wearing a mask. He's going to steal something.
Yeah, I did say that right away, didn't I? He had that look about him.
Yeah, he had the look about him. He ran right over to the beer thing and then tried to sprint out right past Sherry and I.
Grabbed two six-packs.
Two six-packs and tried to sprint out between both of us. And we were, by the way, I was getting a prescription filled.
So we're at the pharmacy area.
We're at the pharmacy area. And so the guy goes by Sherry and Sherry's like, what the fuck are you doing?
By the way, I hope that clears up for you soon.
Yeah, thank you. So far, so good, John. So Sherry, like, immediately says, what the fuck you doing, dude?
And the reason I did that is first the pharmacist saw it. I was watching the whole time, but I didn't know what we should do. But I heard the pharmacist yell at him and go, hey, because we all knew at this point what was going down.
Yeah. And the guy goes walking by Sherry as fast as he can. And then I'm the last line of defense. So I kind of get in the guy's face and I said, what the fuck you doing, asshole? I mean, I was cussing up a storm. I was much bigger than him. So I figured I would, you know.
Yeah, he was probably about my height. So.
And so the guy just decided to keep walking by me. And at the same time, he's walking by me. He said, I'm so sorry. I just have to, you know, he was like being apologetic. And immediately I got all, what's the right word? I got compassionate. Okay. So. He goes out the door, but I'm still following him out the door.
And yeah, both were.
And he's going out towards the very busy street, and he turns around, and I'm still yelling at him.
Yeah.
And he runs out into the busiest traffic ever.
Like, it's like a four-lane.
Yeah. Cars going, four lanes.
Six or eight lanes, something like that.
Yeah, and they're hauling ass, and the cars are slamming on their brakes and everything else, and he makes it through. Immediately, I'm like, I could have fucking killed that guy.
Yeah, we
by chasing him out.
Yeah, because when he got hit by a car, is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yes. So,
yeah.
And this happens to us a lot here, John. The city and even the grocery stores and everything, security guards will stand next to people. We saw it happen. They'll stand next to a guy as he's filling his backpack with shit, and he walks out, and they can do nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, and the cops don't show up.
Yeah, the cops won't show up.
There's so much shoplifting here that they don't even show up.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. But and afterwards, I'm like, well, God, I'm so glad I didn't. Would I have gotten trouble if that guy would have got hit by a car?
No. So there's criminal law and civil law, and what he was doing obviously was committing a crime, you know, some level of theft. And you think about, you know, everybody's heard now about Ahmaud Arbery, and you know, that's what they thought Ahmaud was doing. You know, they thought he was stealing something. And so, so their story goes.
Right.
There, you know, there could have been other, you know, nefarious aspects of it, but there was a citizen's arrest statute that they, you know, wanted to chase him down under. And those exist in about 40 states. I'd have to look to see if Washington was one. So in theory, You were in most states able to stop him. I don't recommend it because you just don't know, and it's somebody else's stuff. So why should you care?
Yeah,
we all have this moral conundrum of maybe we should do something, but I'm like, that's how people die.
But and you know what? I mean, for me, I mean, we see it so much, and I feel like when they steal, I mean, it does affect the prices. The store is going to have to recoup that money somehow, and I feel like it comes out of the money of the people that pay for things like we do.
Right, that's right. And you know, the staff, if something, you know, it's like the dine and dash of the server. It happens on the server's, you know, watch, they get screwed. And so you do have some level of ability to stop. And the theft at retail chains is the number one crime in America. Like, cops can't keep up with all the thefts that happen at Walmart, which is why these happened in the first place, was so that they're employees, security guards, sometimes customers could just stop and be like, hey. But, you know, you get into what happened here and what could happen, and unless you take it to a different level, unless you, you know, if you shot him, you could be charged with murder.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was beer, whatever it was. You know, it's like, you don't stop somebody from stealing by killing them.
Yeah. oh, really?
punched him. You know, maybe that would probably be okay. It's a little overzealous, but it's America. So, yeah, that would be okay. Even if you chased him into a bus, the front of a bus, I think you'd be okay criminally.
Yeah.
Now, his family, you know, they say people can always sue.
Yeah.
His family could sue and say, look, you were 20% negligent for, you know, chasing him into the street. And it depends on what state law. Some state laws. Like Florida, you can sue somebody for 1%. In Alabama, you have to sue somebody for 99%. So it's just different. But you know, you could possibly get sued. But for the most part, what you did was completely fine. You wouldn't have killed him. He fled a crime scene, and that's what killed him, or would have killed him.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and that's the problem with Sherry and I. We see so much injustice, especially in this city. You know how, you know, worldwide Seattle is looked upon.
Yeah,
you can do anything here. I mean, it is like Sodom and Gomorrah here. It truly is.
Sometimes it feels that way. I don't know if that's exactly true.
It does. But I mean, you know, everything's legal, weed, all kinds of stuff. It's like, you know, we live catty corner from a police department, and if something happened in our building, it would take them 6 days to get here.
Yeah.
It really would. It's ridiculous, and it pisses us off. Okay, so what you're saying, because at the start of the show, we talked about how you are the Gang of Two official attorney.
Yes.
So you would suggest just
letting
it go, not get heated.
Yeah,
because Sherry and I, when we see injustices, we get upset.
Yeah. But you know what?
You guys know. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the employees at the store really appreciated us doing it because I know that the employees are not able to do it. They're told to not do anything.
Yeah. When the pharmacist, when we were walking back after I kind of chased the guy out and called him every four letter word in the book, the pharmacist goes, that was awesome.
You guys are awesome.
Just, first of all, can we just stop and pause for a minute and realize the 180 we've taken as a society when the guy without a mask is probably going to be the one that steals something. Like the bank robber with the mask. Okay, well, that's true. And now it's like the one guy that runs into the bank to you know, without a mask on. That's the bank robber now.
He's a bad person. Yeah, and I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't even put two and two together. Good job.
That's funny. And because, so, like, I'm still, you know, Florida, we're wild and crazy. Yeah. And so you go into anything, and it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, so he didn't have a mask. Oh yeah. I got to do my mask analysis. But yeah, it's just, you know, I just deal with people getting shot and killed for a lot less. And so it's loud music, you know,
And
represent two people killed over loud music.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And so it's just, if somebody's desperate enough to do something that, you know, that flamboyant, that brazen, you don't know what mental health issues or what they're dealing with, that it's just, and I'd have just been like, hey, that's not cool. And then I'd have just said, all right.
Yeah, that's kind of what we did, but it was a little more vicious verbally.
Public shaming works a lot of times, you know?
And here's the problem. I didn't want to get COVID all over me, so I didn't want to punch him.
Yeah.
But there was a trigger in me, and I think this might be a good thing that I learned about myself, because he looked at me, and he looked so sad in his eyes.
Yeah. Did he?
I didn't think so. And he said, I know, because I'm calling him every day. I know. I'm sorry.
I stood in his face, and I went, you're stealing. You're stealing this.
And for some reason, it kicked into some sort of compassion that I had. And then, but if he would have said, fuck you, asshole, to me, I'd have knocked the shit out of him, I think.
And he probably knew that.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. We're going to try to keep our cool, because we like using you for better things than us, you know, us not murdering people. So this is good.
Yeah. I'd fly out there. I mean, right now I'm at 6, almost 7 states. I'll add Washington if you guys are going to continue to.
We may need you. So, yeah.
We could be under trajectory here.
I read yesterday, I've always wanted California, but I didn't want to go take the California bar exam in California and have to fly back 4 hours knowing I had failed it, because they never pass anybody.
Oh.
But now you can take them at home.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, I'll get the COVID exception, take it at home, and if I fail it, no, you know, it's not like I even had to leave my living room.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, if you come here, we've got a great guest room for you, and we'll take you around. So that'd be great.
Brilliant.
So, John, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Do you want to talk real quick about Folio, or is that something you're just holding back on?
So your Jacksonville listeners will certainly, you know Folio Weekly. It's in even your Seattle and West Coast listeners. Everybody had a free newspaper that they kind of had growing up.
Yeah.
And Folio Weekly has been Jacksonville's free newspaper since 1987, and folded this year because of COVID. It just flat put Sam Taylor, the former owner, out of business. And we do enough with media and big stuff, and have, you know, great friends like you that we bought it. And so we're trying to restart it. Our first issue, we're going to switch it from Folio Weekly to Folio Monthly, although it's still folioweekly.com. Figure that out. And in the digital age, I was like, what are we going to call it? Folio Daily? Because we're going to post. Like, it's like a Seinfeld. It's like, Folio every 7 minutes. And so, like, Folio Weekly is fine. And so, it's coming back out this week in print, so people can, you know, read it wearing their masks in a restaurant before their food comes. And you know, we're going to switch it to monthly, but we've got certainly you guys writing a Dear Dumbs column, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
We've got, again, for your Jacksonville folk, Tom Gray. And Tom's been all around the world.
Chef Tom Gray, yes.
His son is 14, and Quinn is a brilliant mind when it comes to sports statistics.
He really is.
So I love that kid.
14-year-old NFL sideline reporter.
Oh,
which,
man,
is pretty cool.
He is awesome.
Cool.
He is a great kid, isn't he?
He is. I gave his stuff over to our editor, and I think he expected it to be, you know, 14-year-old. And he was like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's not 14.
Like, no, I told you. Just wait till you meet him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he thinks.
An interview with Calais Campbell next week. Like, it's great.
Yeah, wait till they see the Dear Dumbs article. They're going to go, there's the 14-year-old writing.
There is the 14-year-old.
Well, man, first of all, Folio has really meant a lot to me over the years.
Yeah.
Even when we would get like number one ratings in Jacksonville, which we still do, it always made me feel good that when we were always chosen as the Folio like best morning show of the year.
Yeah.
And when we'd be on the cover of Folio, I don't know how many times, but we've been on it a bunch of times. And it always meant really something to me. In fact, I was going over some of the things that I had saved in our storage, and I have a bunch of these Folio things, which, and I don't save a lot of stuff, John.
Yeah.
And so when I save those, it really means a lot to me. And I'm so glad that it's in your hands. I really am. And Sherry and I are grateful for the opportunity to do the Dear Dumbs category.
Yeah.
The column. And I'm excited about it. It's much like a Dear Abby thing. And by the way, if you're listening, you can email us, just a Dear Dumbs email, and we'll put at the end of the show, we'll let you know you can send it. But, John, thank you so much for your time today and taking some of your time on a Sunday away from your family and everything. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Awesome. Love you guys, and I'm always here for you.
Thanks a lot, John.
All right.
So now that the cat's out of the bag, and we're letting everybody know that you and I now have our very first article.
Yes.
It's in Jacksonville, but we have plans to make this like a Dear Abby worldwide. Why not?
Yeah, we're going to be, I think we're going to be rich.
Why not? Dear Dumbs, bottom line is it's a regular segment on this show. Every week we do a Dear Dumbs email. And obviously the Dear Dumbs, it's a hilarious look at a couple of dumbs. And we kind of recklessly just pass out advice.
Yeah.
To people that ask for
very reckless.
Now we got one here. This is actually from a woman named V in Orange Park. And this one kind of ripped my heart up a little bit for some reason.
Yeah.
It says, Dear Dumbs. Oh, we were going to have Dear Dumb music. We don't have any.
We have it last week?
No. We said we'd find some dumb music.
Well, we lied.
Okay, we'll do it next week.
All right.
Let's search for some Dear Dumb music. That's going to be our challenge this week.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, that's stolen. We need some Dear Dumb music, though.
Okay.
I guess we could. I wonder if we could steal that.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. Maybe like the Benny Hill. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Dear Dumbs, my husband suddenly passed a few years ago to cancer. I loved this man completely. I have since met a new wonderful guy who just asked me to marry him. However, something strange happened during the proposal. I had never stopped wearing my wedding ring from my previous relationship. When he asked me to marry him, I froze because I had never removed the ring. I just couldn't do it, and he got pretty hurt. He slipped the ring back in his jacket and drove me home. We've only exchanged a couple of awkward, meaningless texts since then. What do I do now? V in Orange Park.
It is a strange...
It's sad all the way around.
It's sad.
I feel for the guy, but in a way I don't. It's weird. I'm torn for this guy.
Yeah.
Because first of all, how stupid are you? How do you not notice? First of all, you got to figure out the ring size, right? How did you do that?
Yeah.
And then how do you not notice that she's still wearing the ring?
I think maybe you buy a ring and then you have it sized later.
Maybe. But how do you not notice that she's still wearing her wedding ring? It would have taken a while to bring it up to her.
Yeah.
I would have, in a perfect world, I would have said, if I'm getting more and more attached to her, I would have that question. I'd say, listen, what's the deal here? Are you still, is this a thing that's going to be a problem? Because I'm falling in love with you and I don't want to get burned. I don't want to, if you're not over the past, I completely understand.
Right.
But, in my mind, I'm like, you're just a stupid dude.
He should have noticed. She should have noticed too, though. I mean, she, let's be honest. Women know that's coming, okay? She probably knew he was going to be proposing, right?
You would think so. You would think they'd have, I'm going to be married. I'm getting ready. Those conversations, like, I have no problem being married again. I could see myself getting married again. Whatever. Yeah. Yes, you have to have the I love yous exchange.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
So wearing that ring. But, you know, on the other hand, it's probably become second nature for her to have that ring on. And then the two of them, it's just amazing that they both at the same time kind of made the connection. Oh, there's already a ring there. Whoopsie.
Yeah. Yeah. I
think if I was in that position, I would have just taken that off and said, I would have laughed about it. That's what I would have done. If it was you and I would have just taken it off.
Yeah, but I understand her where she's coming from too. Because if I lost you,
oh, I know.
After the party, I don't know. After the parade, after the ticker tape parade. No, if I lost you, I would wear the ring. You know, every single day until my life changed. Even then, it would be very hard for me to part with that because I don't, you know.
It would be hard for me to date someone else.
Yeah.
And I am not criticizing her. She should definitely move on and she should definitely date and she should definitely marry again. You know, sounds like she's not real old.
Yeah, even if you're old. I mean,
I know, even if you're old.
I think people, if you want to have a relationship and somebody in your life to share things with, problem with sharing things is you also have to share the bad, you know.
Yeah.
And that's not a, I don't think I could do it.
I
think that if I lost you, I would not.
I probably
wouldn't ever get it. It's easy to say that, you know, but then some nice piece of ass comes by.
Yeah.
It's hard to turn down good ass.
Good ass is few and far between.
Uh-huh. So. So what would be the thing for what I would do if I was her?
Yeah.
I would, especially if they've just been sporadically changing really meaningless texts back and forth.
Yeah.
I'd say, listen, I apologize for my part in it.
Yeah.
Because he has something to blame too. He has to accept some responsibility.
Yeah.
I would probably say something along the lines of, hey, listen, I would apologize for my part. I'm so sorry that we didn't have that discussion. I'm so sorry to put you in an awkward moment. I have to let you know that I still, if she wants to marry this guy, let her know that I'm in love with you. This is awkward for me. You have to understand that. I've never taken the ring off. I never even thought about it. It never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it means something when you take it off. It means you're done.
Yeah.
The moment you take that off, it means I have to move on.
Yeah. And maybe she's not ready. You know, maybe her grieving isn't all.
Yeah.
And honestly, it shouldn't, you know, I think a loss like that, you never truly get over.
No. So if you explain it right to him and if he's cool enough, I would understand that being explained to me. Listen, I'm sorry. I would, as the guy, I'd go, I'm so sorry. Put that in that position.
Yeah.
Let's reset.
Yeah.
Let's go out Friday night. Let's talk about it. If we feel the need to talk about it, let's go have some fun. And try to pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Look at
solving
us.
Solving problems.
There's
solving
a dear
problems.
Dumb successful email.
Boom.
V, if something happens, let us know.
I would love to know.
Yeah, we'd love to get updates. A dear dumb's update would be fantastic.
What is that point? Would you be an undumb at that point?
We're still dumbs.
We're dumbs.
No matter what. No matter what.
Can we dedicate this show?
Sure.
To Palmer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Leave people's personal stuff out of this, but and to his beautiful parents.
Yes.
So we're doing that. It's time to thank our Patreon jumped in members.
Yes.
Our eyes are watering.
I know.
J. Mark Surveying. Licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They got a website, marksurveying.com. Use them.
For all your surveying needs.
Psychic Kami. Next week, Psychic Kami.
She's becoming our, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Next week, no. Problem is, I feel bad because I never.
Apologies to Psychic Kami.
I never emailed her and let her know.
Yeah, I
never.
I know.
So
we were coming off of a week off.
So. Yes, so Psychic Kami next week. We want to get her psychic predictions on where she thinks the world is headed in all of this.
Right.
Okay, with everything that's going on. Jeff and Angie Strumair. Jeff and Angie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also, Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. R-O-U-G-H, cutdecor.com. Go to their website, see what they have to offer. If you see something you like, use the promo code PODCART.
PODCART.
and you get 10% off.
Sweet.
Panini Pete, who we talked about earlier today. Pete. Thank you for your patronage there, Panini Pete. We love you. Steven Daigle, M. Daigle and Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. You need an addition on your house? These are the people to do it.
Screen and patio.
Whatever.
Such.
They're pros. Sasan and everybody from PrescientSurgical.com, a startup in San Francisco.
Love them.
I hope that they are on the forefront of finding a cure that, to this stuff. They're in on it, baby.
Remdesivir?
Yeah, I love the fact that people that we know are actually on the front lines of this COVID-19.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
Southern Carves. If you haven't gone to Facebook, facebook.com, you go to Southern Carves. Like that page. See exactly what they have to offer. He's a very talented guy.
Nice.
Give that a try. We Binge TV. Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. For all of your binge-watching needs, they offer a bunch of different levels of things to pretty much put everything in order for your television-watching needs. We watched a couple things, thanks to them. We watched that damn pedophile one.
Oh, Jeffrey Epstein. It's done now, though.
We're done with that. It was a very well done.
It was very well done.
So thanks to Jackson and Barbara for turning us on to that. And themertaylor.com. You need a mermaid suit?
Those are your guys.
Everybody needs one of those, don't they? They're really cool.
They're beautiful,
they have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. 10% off Gang of Two. If you find something you like there, you put 10% off. You put Gang of Two in the checkout.
Aside from the silicone products.
Look at you. Uh-huh. Hey, that's what I want to do. I put silicone on you. Okay.
Have a good day.
We'll talk to you later, guys.